Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Blomboy Roo by Ruga. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Ruga, who is a young Nigerian star of note, seasoned, if you want to call him that, even at his age with, four projects under his name, including the one with Benson. That was a good project, by the way. I actually did review it too. Anyway, he's quite seasoned, and when it comes to making music, this guy, he's got a formula, and I think he understands it. Anyway, Blomboy Roo is a project which he released under Promised Land Records, and it's a 13-track offering. It starts with the song, well, more like the intro, titled Reintroduction. And it's the intro to the project, which takes on many forms with the 1 minute 39 second time frame, which I found quite interesting because he experiments with a few things. Firstly, do you recognize the sample on Reintroduction? If you listen to it, let me know. There is a sample there and it's unmistakable. He briefly goes in on the haters and he basically tells them the only reason they get to run their mouths is because he lets them. Because he is unfazed by what they say. And not that the haters have anything worthy going for them otherwise. In fact, they need Ruga, or else they don't have content. They have nothing to talk about. Moving on to track 2, which is Mwah, spelled M-U-A-H, Soulmates. This track starts off in the fashion of a song that can truly blow up. It's catchy instantly. And this is what's happening with music nowadays. Like, you don't even have 30 seconds to convince the listener that the song is awesome. The chorus makes this song 2 times more potent in the potential hit side of things. So definitely one to watch out for with this dancehall vibe and a magnetic lead guitar. The song Giveaway with Zlatan. Talking about guitars. The song Giveaway with Zlatan. Whew. It definitely has that going for it as well. And I like the collab with Zlatan because these two guys have two very different styles that actually jive well together. So this was a great pick from Ruga's team to do this with Zlatan. There are two songs that you probably already know from on this album. And maybe 3 actually. First is Tomatoma with Tiwa Savage, which was released November 2024. And it's a local favorite on the ground in Niger. It has this flavor that sits within the right pocket for the market. Ooh, you hear that? Pocket for the market. Anyway, and then the song JJ was released in February 2025. And to me, this song, JJ, is one of the most Ruga-like songs on the project. And that is seen in how it's the lead single for, well, it's the other lead single for the project, and is already sitting at 4 million streams on Spotify after a little over a month. It tells you all you need to know. It's vibey. It has a sing-along chorus. Makes sense. Tomatomo, on the other hand, is like 13,000 streams on Spotify. So, yeah, another big one. And why I said possibly, you know, 3 songs is because another song on this album, Toro, there's a Colors version of it where Ruga collaborated with the Colors platform and released it in March 2025, 2 weeks before dropping Blomboy Roo. And that makes sense to me. You know, timing is very important. It is very important because it pushes the album otherwise. And speaking on this track, Dudu with the Cranium. I say Dudu in a Southern African way, but it's more like Dudu. No, not like Dudu. You know what? Never mind. Anyway, it's one thing to get Cranium on your record, but definitely quite another to then smash it out of the park and make every bit of the collab count. Dudu it has serious crossover appeal and really could do damage on multiple continents. The right push, we'll see this happen. And a little birdie tells me there's a gorgeous music video that's on the way for this song as well. So watch out for this one. And you know what? The other thing is, the respect Ruga was afforded by Cranium was so amazing. Who really showed up on the record? I mean, did you check the particular sample on there too? Anyway, I know this is a tiny detail, but the song titled Hellcat has one of the most trend-relevant titles for Black Americans and car enthusiasts in certain demographics at the moment, because everybody's talking about the Hellcat. But anyway, I digress. There's some skillful use of the log drum on the song Runaway with Haley, and we are now well into the use of the log drum no longer being restricted to amapiano on the continent and beyond. It's beautiful in many ways, even though I know there's a group that doesn't agree, but the log drum was always just the most recognizable element to untrained ears when it came to amapiano, but not the only element. So here we are. I'd say Blomboy Roo is littered with songs that are such a good listen for different moods. You can take the song that I mentioned earlier, Toro, which is mid-tempo, but he comes in nice and smooth with more of that ballad feel, you know. He kind of flexes his vocals a little bit, and I like that. Overall, I'd say what I like about Blomboy Roo is really the many versions of Ruga you get. Well, while he holds his own, considering the stellar cast of features, from Tiwa Savage to Zlatan, to Haley, to Valiant, and then the Cranium. In the end, this lends itself to our ears as some really good music that is easy to vibe to. Ruga fans of old are already sold. They already drank the Kool-Aid, while at the same time, this album will easily winning many other fans. I would put Blomboy Roo somewhere between no bad songs and no skips, and that it bodes well for its overall potential in the market. I also think the timing for this drop allows him to really shine among his group of peers and prime him for wider appeal. It definitely passes the vibe check, and as a project, I think I would rate it somewhere around that 8.1-ish out of 10. Good project. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omot, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Day and day.
This podcast is hosted by MJ.